Before the NCAA men's basketball season ended abruptly with the corona pandemic, the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team looked like it would be at least a 4 seed in the Big Dance. The 21-10 Badgers had won 8 straight on the cusp of the Big Ten tournament in mid-March. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. During these times of social distancing, you can still give to support the show at WWIB.com via credit card quickly, safely, and securely. By the way, the mailing address is right there, too, at WIB.com. Wisconsin redshirt junior guard Dimitri Trice started every game for Greg Gard this year and averaged just under 10 points per game. He's back with me today from home base in Ohio. So, Dimitri, talk to me about your teammates this year and the strides that each of those guys made on this team.
Yeah, I think, honestly, everybody made really big strides. Nate, obviously, being our leading scorer throughout the whole season was a big help. But I think the guys that go in some are Aleem Ford, Brevin Pritzel, even Brad and Tyler Wall. I think Brevin, obviously being a great shooter, was playing his butt off throughout the whole season, but especially that second half, he just had the ultimate green light on shooting, and he shot it with confidence, made big-time shots, rebounded the ball on defense really, really well towards the end, and he really found his role on the team. And I feel the same way about Aleem, who might not have been playing his best basketball earlier in the season. He just really picked up his intensity and his ability to score, rebound, defend, especially after the whole situation with Kobe. So those two guys really, really picked it up. And obviously Brad is a great all-around player, and he stepped up his ability to score the ball and defend and make hustle plays the way he normally does. But it was just another thing that stood out throughout the whole second half of the season when everybody started to play him well and their whole intensity picked up.
Yeah, and Micah Potter made some big contributions, and you and he were just starting to develop some chemistry on the floor before this thing was shut down.
Yeah, man, he was a big help, and before we even got him back, my dad said that he's going to be a huge help when we finally get him back playing. Just another guy that can body down in the post, and we really missed him in the first half of the season. Obviously, with the way he plays, he can knock down shots. And like I said earlier, I think everything happens for a reason. Maybe he doesn't start the way that he did if he didn't have to sit out. So you never know with that. But I think that he was a major, major help for us. Just being somebody that other teams don't really know about, him knocking down shots and scoring and playing the way he did, rebounding, it was just amazing.
Dimitri Trice on Sports and Commentary with me today, the redshirt junior starting guard for the Wisconsin Badger men's buckets team. And Dimitri, these are certainly extraordinary times, but you and I have an extraordinary Heavenly Father. How have you found him through this time away from basketball extraordinary in your own life?
Yeah, God has always been the center of my life, and even growing up with my parents being very religious and going to church and things like that, there's been times where, as every Christian does, they struggle with staying on top of their faith, and with basketball it's been hard and going to college like that, but he's always been the center of my life, and since this whole coronavirus thing, I've done a lot of reading about it and watched videos and prayed a lot and things like that. And, like I've said multiple times, I think everything happens for a reason, and I truly believe that this whole virus is a way to try to wake up people. And he always uses events like this to bring people closer to him, no matter who it is, really. So I really believe that he is using this as a way to bring people closer to him and bring him into the light We might not see it right now, but I believe that is definitely coming soon.
Mm-hmm. And that will make one live entirely differently with the truth that Jesus, his second coming to earth, could be right around the corner. It really puts Buckets College basketball in perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely with the NCAA, one of the best times of the year, getting closed down, and then the rest of the NBA season is just, like, okay, you got to kind of like step back and say, why is this really happening?
Yeah, yeah. Aren't you glad you're a redshirt junior and not a senior?
Yeah, definitely. I feel really, really bad for the seniors and the people that don't have that ending like they did, especially for our team, like Brevin Pritzel and Mike Ballard. It was definitely tough.
Yeah, no closure for them in a sense because the season was shut down before the great things that could have happened for this ball club in the Big Ten tournament and the NCAA tournament. Well, I think through this that God is going to change some hearts and lives, don't you?
Definitely. I definitely believe that. I'm a firm believer that he's using this virus as a way to bring people closer to him and bring him into the light. So, yes, definitely. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it so much. Dimitri Trice from his home in Huber Heights, Ohio, on today's Sports and Commentary. Have a great day, everybody. We'll be back soon again with the show. God bless you.